This week, it's all about building a personal learning system using the productivity tools we all have. Hello and welcome to episode 94 of the Working With Podcast, a podcast created to answer all your questions about productivity, GTD, time management, self-development and goal planning. My name is Carl Pullin and I am your host for this show. In this week's show, I'm answering a question about developing a personal learning system using the tools we use or can use every day. Now, I did this last year when I developed my own system for learning Korean, and you can use a similar system for creating your own education system, whether you just want to have a continuous learning system or you're going back to university in the next couple of months. Now, before we get into this week's question, I'd like to tell you about my Pathway to Productivity course bundle. Now, this bundle contains Disorganized to Productivity Mastery in 3 days, Your Digital Life 2.0, and Time and Life Mastery 3. It is everything you need to build your very own productivity system. A system that not only handles your current work and your backlog, but also shows you how to develop and build in your goals to your everyday life. No matter where you are in your goal planning and productivity journey, this bundle of courses will give you everything you are looking for and is only $145. Details of the bundle are in the show notes. Okay, on to this week's question. And that means it's now time for me to hand you over to the Mystery Podcast voice for this week's question.
This week's question comes from Kalp. Kalp asks, Hi Carl, I heard you talking about developing a system for learning a language, and I was wondering if you could tell me how I could create my own learning system. I recently started at university, and I'm struggling to keep all my learning materials and notes together so I can find them later.
Great question, and a timely one too, Kalp, as I know many people will be returning to university and college soon after the summer break. Okay, the first thing you are going to have to decide is where will you keep your notes? There are a lot of choices here, but you do need to choose carefully. Your notes, class handouts, and other learning materials need to be searchable, and you need a notes app that is robust enough to hold all sorts of documents. The two big players in this field are Evernote and Microsoft OneNote. There is little to choose between them, but OneNote may have the edge as it is free. Evernote does have better search functionality, but if you organize your materials effectively, then OneNote will be perfectly fine for this job. When organizing your notes app, make sure you create notebooks. Both Evernote and OneNote call folders notebooks for each subject you are studying. You want to be able to open the app and get straight to the materials you have for each subject quickly and efficiently. It's no good having a notebook called Science and then having a mix of biology, chemistry, and physics scattered around that notebook. Separate them out. In this example, create individual notebooks for biology, chemistry, and physics. Oh, just one tip here. If you have digital textbooks and large PDF files, I would recommend you use a cloud-based storage system. Google Drive, Microsoft OneDrive, or Apple's iCloud would work very well here. Just create a folder for each subject you are studying in your cloud drive. While OneNote and Evernote will hold these documents for you, because of their size, they will slow down your notes app. What I do here with my teaching materials is divide the textbook up into chapters and add the chapters individually to my notes app for better digital annotations. But that rather depends whether you want to use a tablet for annotating your learning materials or not. And that leads me nicely to how you will take your notes. If you prefer the digital way, then here Microsoft OneNote is great. Using a stylus or Apple Pencil with OneNote is a great experience, particularly on an iPad. Evernote falls rather short here, and I would not recommend using Evernote as your digital writing tool. Hopefully, that will be an area Evernote fixes pretty soon. For me, I use an app called Notability. It has fantastic digital annotation functionality, and all my teaching materials are kept in there. If you prefer to use pen and paper for taking your lecture notes, then I would suggest you buy A4 ring-bound notebooks for each subject you are studying. Make sure you label the notebooks clearly or buy different colours for each subject. These notebooks are light and easy to carry in a bag. A good practice to get into the habit of doing is scanning your notes into your notes app at the end of each day. That way you will always have a backup copy of your notes and you can use them for studying for your exams later from any device you have with you. Next up, your calendar. My advice would go with Google Calendar. Almost all universities and colleges will have a link you can subscribe to, which will populate your calendar with the right events and classes. Make sure you subscribe to your course's calendar subscription feed rather than the university's main feed. You don't want to be seeing stuff you are not interested in there. If there isn't a way to subscribe to a calendar, then you will need to add your lecture and tutorial classes manually. Save yourself time by making these recurring events. You can always delete individual classes when they come up. Make sure you add the dates for submitting coursework and assignments. Put them in as all-day events. That way, they are clearly seen at the top of your calendar. Now for your to-do list. Here you want to create project folders for each subject you are learning. For example, when I was at university studying law, we studied 5 individual subjects each academic year. In 1 year, we may have had contract law, tort, land law, EU law, and law and legal skills. Each one of those subjects needed to be individual projects. As you go through your studies, there will be tasks you need to do related to those subjects, and you can put them in there. These tasks could be things like research Donoghue versus Stevenson or begin writing assignment on medical negligence. Now the final part to your setup is to create a social project too. Part of being at university or college is the social side, and having a project for your social life is just one of those things you will need to manage. Now, one of the best ways to stay on top of your studies is to make full use of your calendar. Once you have your lecture and tutorial sessions in your calendar, you will see where you will have time for doing your studies. Schedule your study time on your calendar. How you do this is really up to you. For me, I would always schedule my study time on a week-to-week basis. It becomes part of my weekly review. Often I found there were group sessions that needed to be scheduled as well as my social life. A band I wanted to see was visiting the Student Union Club, for example. So trying to set my self-study time in stone was not really possible. Maintaining a little flexibility here really helps. It also means you can add more study sessions as assignments become due or you are preparing for your exams. So how does all this work on a day-to-day basis? Well, as you go through your day with lectures and tutorial sessions, you are going to be picking up tasks. You can collect these into your to-do list manager's inbox, process your inbox every 24 to 48 hours, and get those inbox tasks into the correct project folder and dated if necessary. But the biggest task you will have on a day-to-day basis is to make sure you are keeping your study materials up to date. If you let this slip, it will very quickly become a mess. Just 10 to 20 minutes each day will keep you up to date and current. For me, I would create a recurring task every Monday to Friday to clean up my study materials. Scan in anything that needed adding and make sure all my lecture notes are filed or were filed into their correct place. I would also make sure I did this at the same time every day, either just before or after dinner or first thing in the morning. It does not take long if you do it daily. It becomes a nightmare if you leave it and do it weekly. That's when you forget what something means to you and if you haven't titled or dated the notes correctly, it becomes impossible to keep up. Do it daily. You will thank yourself for that later. And finally, before you start, take my beginner's course on COD, Collect, Organize, and Do. It's free, and it will give you everything you need to get your system set up. Getting set up and ready now will save you a lot of stress and organizing once you get to university or college. It's not difficult to stay on top of things. It's, as Jim Rohn said, a few simple disciplines practiced every day. That's all you need. Just 10 to 20 minutes daily, and you will very easily keep up to date and organized, and will have a very pleasant time during your studies. I hope that has answered your question, Kalp. Thank you so much for sending it in, and thank you to all of you for listening. Don't forget, if you have a question you would like answering on this show, just send me an email, carl@carlpauline.com, or DM me on Facebook or Twitter. I will be very happy to answer your question. It just remains for me now to wish you all a very, very productive week.